The idea that we've been discussing, namely that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, means that in order to enable Hashem's name to be manifest in the world, there needs to be an Olam Mali, a full world. What does that mean? It means that the Jewish people are united with a sense of mission and purpose around these truths, around this value. When the Jewish people have this shared purpose, then we can make Hashem's name manifest in the world. And that's why this declaration of faith of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad has to start with Shema Yisrael. This idea goes back to the very beginnings of our nation, with the Yisrael actually being Yaakov Avinu. Because the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, says at the end of his life, Vayikra Yaakov al Banav, Yaakov called his sons together. He had a concern. Maybe, just like my grandfather Avraham had a Yishmael as well as a Yitzchak, and just like my father Yitzchak had an Esav as well as me, Yaakov, maybe one of you isn't fully with it. Maybe one of you doesn't have these values. Is not going to be the bearer of the truth, of the mission of Avraham Avinu. They turn round to him and say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. With the Yisrael being their father. Listen, Father, Yisrael. Just like in your heart, there's only one. So too in our hearts. Kachem b'libeinu ela echad. In fact, the Medrash says the same thing. When Yaakov Avinu was about to be nifted from this world, he calls his 12 sons together and says to them, come and listen to Yisrael. Shimu al Yisrael shabashamayim. Avichem. Yesh b'libchem machlekes makadosh baruch hu. And they say no. Shema Yisrael Avinu. Kishem she'ein b'libchem machlekes makadosh baruch hu. Kein ein b'libeinu. El Hashem elakein Hashem echad. Maybe one of you. One of you has got a problem with Hashem. Machlek is with Hashem. They say, no. Just as you don't, we also don't. And therefore the Medrash carries on. Had hu Yisrael mashkim. That's what the Jewish people do every single morning and every single evening now. Every single day we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Meaning we're reaffirming that which happened when the original Shivtei Kol were around the bed of Yaakov Avinu. All 12 tribes pulling in the same direction. Each one with their own role. Each one with their own tafkid. Each one with their own sets of abilities and capabilities. With their own job to achieve for the Shleimus, for the perfection of Klal Yisrael. Even though we might be doing different things and have different roles and get different brachas, commensurate with those roles, we have one goal. Gilu Yichudai. Our goal is to reveal Hashem's unity in the world. It's true. Klal Yisrael is made up of different groups. You've got Yisachar and Zvulun. Whatever it might be. There's one goal. Each part of the Jewish people is meant to pull together around this concept. And that's why, again, it's Shema Yisrael. This is the ultimate level of whatever your role is within the Jewish people. The goal is always the same. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Whatever your role is, this is the goal.